I'm Joe Anglin. I'm the director of development at Vectorform, and it's one of our surfaces at the PDC. What we're going to show you today is the multi-user interaction for Surface DJ.
All right. Okay. Let's see. So here's our app suite and the Surface DJ. So what we're going to do is we're going to do the good old techno song. Okay. Let's clear off the palette a little bit. And any good techno song starts with a kick. Where's my kick? Right here. All right.
Okay.
Maybe we'll throw in some bass. Throw in some hats. Hats are always good for techno songs. Now let's get the crash in there, because we use the crash as our timer, so we know when we can start putting in stuff. So Marcus, put in a rhythm. Pop out the rhythm and lead, and we're going to pop in a guitar and next crash. Ready? Alright. So let's do the piano thing. You pop the guitars, I'll play the piano. Then we can do this dueling piano thing really quick. Song, and we'll pop these two in here. A Surface composition. There you go. We didn't record it, of course. We probably should have. Well, actually, you recorded it.
There you go.
Okay, so anything in the center here is at max volume. Okay? So that's max volume. Now you can also, with the two-finger gesture, two fingers separated, you can start fading it out as we move it closer to the edge. Okay?
Okay.
So, you know, that's how you do things. And we also have these little timing things in here, like this crash. It's like, you know, at every four bars or whatever. And
sure.
So it kind of gives us a nice rhythm, things like that. And it builds up so we know when to start doing stuff. You know, and it all sounds really good. But yeah, you can just start throwing stuff in there, you know.
Right.
As long as you're throwing the right stuff, it's not that bad.